As February draws to a close, you've likely heard a lot about Black History Month, but our next guest suggests there are a few authors that may be beneath your radar, and she wants to draw attention to them and some books they've produced. Tracy Thomas is creator and host of the podcast The Stacks, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we should say that you wanted to come on this late in the month to talk about these authors. Why?
Well, I feel like in the beginning of February, everyone throws together these lists and they talk about, you know, what you need to be reading in February. And I want to encourage folks to continue to read Black authors all year long. There are plenty of books to read Black authors exclusively all year long, but you should certainly be reading them March, April, November, December.
Well, you've given us a lot more than those months would indicate because this is a great list. So why don't you start off with your selection, Harriet Washington's book, Medical Apartheid, The Dark History of Medical Experimentation on Black Americans from Colonial Times to the Present. This was published over a decade ago, but has a lot of relevance to today. Why is it on your list?
It's on my list because I think when we talk about Black history, so often we talk about, you know, the civil rights figures or the figures from slavery or just different, you know, political, social figures. But in this book, Harriet Washington talks about the experience of Black people more broadly and the history of medicine dating back to, you know, the invention of the C-section using Black slave bodies all the way up until some very interesting recent stuff in Florida with mosquitoes, which I knew nothing about. And the book is just so incredibly well researched and written, and it really opened up my eyes. And when we think about COVID, it also sort of allowed me to think about why there might be hesitancy in certain groups related to medical, you know, malpractice that isn't just Tuskegee, which I think is what everyone knows.
And this book still holds up even though it was written in 2008.
Yeah, I read it 2 years ago and I loved it. My partner is a doctor and he loved it as well. I think Harriet Washington is an incredible writer. So yes, it holds up.
Okay, we're going to pivot to poetry now. A collection called Black Girl Call Home by Jasmine Manns. Tell us about this
book. Yes. Ugh, I love this collection. It is so good. Jasmine Manns is writing from the Black, queer, femme experience. She's talking about being a Black woman. The collection has humor. The collection has so much vibrancy, so much life. Of course, there is a little pain there, too, as is prominent in all of our lives. And it's just, the poems are just so good and so accessible.
All right. Wish we could say more, but we're going to fly through this list. You have Imani Perry's Breathe, A Letter to My Sons, where she reflects on the challenges and the possibilities that young Black men face as they grow up in America. Tell us more.
Yeah. So Imani Perry is a historian, lawyer, professor. She's a brilliant, brilliant mind. And she's written a lot of books, including the brand new South to America, which is also incredible. But this book is this memoir letter to her sons who are young at the time. And she's talking to them about what it means to grow up and be alive as a Black person in America. If you're familiar with Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me, this is sort of in that same vein. It's a letter. It's talking about current events at the time of the writing and also just the experience of growing up Black in America. And her writing is so beautiful. She's unmatched in her prose. Just incredible.
Again, this is Imani Perry, and we should remind people we're going to be presenting your list at hereandnow.org. So let's get to a novel. This is Real Life by Brandon Taylor. What did you like about this?
Basically everything. The book is about a grad student who is getting his PhD in some sort of science. I really wish I could remember the exact, but it's way above my pay grade. But he is in a Midwestern city surrounded by other white people. And it's about his experience sort of being the only one in the group, the only one among his friends. And it takes place over a holiday weekend. And there's a little, you know, romance thrown in there, but it's mostly about what it feels like to be the only Black person in the room. And it's really well done. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful book.
And that takes us to the book by Black Lives Matter activist Darnell Moore, which is called No Ashes in the Fire. This title is a reference to something that happened when he was a teenager. Tell us what that was. It's a very disturbing story.
Yeah, it is a disturbing story. He was set on fire by some other kids that he grew up with in Camden, New Jersey. Darnell is queer. He is Black. And they were bullying him, essentially. And his memoir sort of reflects on his upbringing, his incredibly loving and powerful family. if you read this book, it's hard not to fall in love with his entire family, especially his mother, who is a driving force in his life. And, you know, as the book states, there's definitely sort of a redemption narrative around, you know, the fire and coming out of it and leading the charge for Black lives. And it's, again, another really well-written memoir that sort of opened my eyes to experiences that I was not familiar with.
And this was not the last time he would face death.
No. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
I don't like to spoil around here.
I think a lot of people would be very happy that you don't want to. If there's a theme to these books, it would seem as though they're all highlighting stories that we may not all be familiar with. Would you say that that's the underlying thought?
That's exactly how I would classify it. I love the term hidden histories because I think so often we're taught the same history over and over. And I think, you know, I'm sure people are familiar with the phrase, Blackness is not a monolith. And each and every one of these books sort of highlights a different experience for a Black person, a different possibility for Blackness in America. These are perspectives that I didn't have as a Black woman. And so I'm grateful to these authors for sharing their stories with us.
And if you're the kind of person who likes to read bits at a time, a good book for you might be Danielle Evans' The Office of Historical Corrections, which contains a novella and then some short stories. What did you like about it?
Okay, this book is really a good time. We did it on my podcast, The Stacks. We did it for our book club, and there's just so much to dissect. The title story is the novella, The Office of Historical Corrections, which imagines a world in which there is an office in Washington, D.C. that goes and corrects the record. So if there's incorrect history on a monument or something, someone will write a citation, or they reference the historical inaccuracies in the musical Hamilton, and that those are, you know, presented to the government for correction. There's a story called Jupiter that I love, and I cannot spoil it, but it is so good. There's a story about a woman who is a bridesmaid at her best friend's wedding, but the best friend is the groom, and there's drama therein. And it's just, it's got a lot of joy, a lot of humor, and Danielle Evans does an incredible job of twisting her characters and presenting so much in so few pages.
That sounds fantastic. And go on to one more that I think sounds really interesting. This is called Stakes is High, Life After the American Dream by Michael Denzel Smith. An interesting way of putting it, life after the American dream. What's he talking about?
So this book starts at after the 2016 election of Donald Trump. And Michael Denzel Smith talks about how leading up to the election, he believed, you know, perhaps that there might be some change or some progress for America. And afterwards, he really has to examine what is the promise of America? What is the American dream? And what are we presented with now? Who are we now after so many people's core values were rocked by the election of Donald Trump? And the book sort of examines that and examines what it means to be American and what we're owed and what we owe other people. And this book came out in 2020. And I read it in December. And I'm so sad that I waited so long to read it because it was the best book I read that year. It won the Kirkus Prize. And I just wish more people knew about it. It's so short. It's so succinct. The audiobook is also fantastic. Michael narrates it himself. And if I could tell everyone to read just one of these books, this is the one I would want people to read.
And listen to. I mean, if the book is made into an audiobook, would you say this is the best one to hear?
I haven't listened to all of them on audio, so I can't say for sure, but it was a fantastic audiobook. I read it once and listened to it twice. I love this book.
So you set out to find books that you say people should check out, not just during Black History Month, but anytime. To what extent are publishers these days seeking out Black authors, new voices, in fact?
I think that publishing is making an effort to publish more Black authors. I'm not sure that they're doing a great job of it as of yet, but I think what they are trying to do is to embrace Black authors from different backgrounds and to try to open up the scope. So it's not just books about race, but there are thrillers and romances and young adult books and horror books and literary fiction and historical fiction, all written by Black authors that are touching on different Black experiences.
We've been talking about some books that you might want to check out during this Black History Month and well beyond with Tracy Thomas, creator and host of the podcast The Stacks. We'll have Tracy's entire list at hereandnow.org. Tracy, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.